5,000 years of Chinese music and dance in one night. A spectacle. Visually dazzling. Simply astounding to watch. Experience Shen Yun.
Oh, the show is phenomenal.
This is the best ever.
The way I look at Shen Yun is this heavenly experience. I have never seen in my life so many amazing dancers, so many amazing and beautiful costumes.
Everything in the movements and the smile and the emotion.
Absolute perfection. I just have chills, can you tell?
The music is really extraordinary.
It sounded like it was pre-recorded. It was hard to believe it was actually live music. It was so perfect.
There's no other company in the United States that does this.
My heart was touched tonight.
I love every moment, especially the message of the Chinese ancient culture.
That comes from our creator, and I can feel that in my heart and in my soul.
Our kids are 6 and 8 years old, and they enjoyed it and would like to come back to see it again.
Everyone needs to see it. Absolutely everyone.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Let me bring myself down. It is our Friday, your Thursday, April 4th, 2024. Glad to have you. My name is Wayne Dupree. This is the Wayne Dupree Podcast. Let me introduce you to the godfather of conservative radio, Mr. Hutch Bailey Jr.
Morning, Wayne and Jason. Hello, everybody. Glad to be here wrapping this busy week up.
And then we also have the Imam of Minnesota, Mr. Jason Robinson.
Happy Thursday, everybody. Wayne Hutch. Ready to wrap up this week of madness.
You know, Wednesday. Today's Thursday. You said it yesterday. No, you said it Tuesday. You said it. Whenever you said it this week, Jason. I had so much trouble putting today's show together. Because there's nothing really out there.
Slow news week.
Yeah, there is nothing really out there. And I mean, I looked at it. I looked up and down, to and fro, hither and yon. I was like, what is this mess that's going on? It either is so many scandal craziness that is going on that is so much to talk about. Or we have gotten to the place that it's the same old crap, the same old day, is the same old happening. And it's enough to run you ragged, man. I'm serious. It's enough to run you ragged. I don't know about y'all, but believe me, this morning
blaming the news sites and stuff. It's like, man, you guys are lazy. That's the same stuff you had up yesterday.
Right.
You only added 3 stories in 24 hours. What are you doing?
Grace from she usually puts up stuff from Grace 22. Is that what it is? She usually puts up stuff from Steve Bannon. She said on Twitter, or she posted yesterday morning on Twitter, how it seemed like, and I don't know if this sounds like anybody else, but maybe this sounds like somebody else that you might have heard from. But she basically said that doesn't it seem like that this is just an echo chamber? You're not really learning anything because people are hearing this. X feels like an echo chamber with influencers regurgitating the same content endlessly. It's becoming a bore. I'm not learning anything new or having my mind sparked. Except for breaking news, the rest is just recycled noise. Am I wrong? 80,000 people saw that. And for me, I responded, I'm like, girl, I've been saying that for the past 3 or 4 years. And nobody wants to share it when I say it because they claim that it's negative. But it's the truth. It's like there's nothing really new at all. And most are getting paid for it because they add emotion like it's brand new anger. Am I right?
Yeah, I was going to say what's weird is it feels like the calm before the storm, because a lot of the stories that are coming out, Ukraine's losing, you know, Johnson's going to sell us under the river past $60 billion bill next week. I mean, it's a lot of stories. I mean, yesterday the DOJ came out trying to lock up the lady that stole, in quotes, the Ashley Biden diary, which means they're pretty much confirming the diary's real and confirming the horrible things that were in it. So a lot of that are all, it's like a lot of storylines are coming to fruition that we've already hashed out. You know, but I'm telling you, these next couple of weeks, there's going to be stuff that knocks our socks off, is my prediction.
I mean, you got Jack Smith straight up threatening Judge Cannon.
Right.
That's got to have some effects. They can't allow that to stand like that.
But then again, they probably can, because
I guess
that's the same thing.
I guess what I mean, it's like, you know, we're on the precipice right now of so many things going off the rails. If you have a government prosecutor that can threaten a judge, our legal system's shot.
Right. Yeah, well, and that Cannon thing is huge because they're disputing what the jury instructions are for prosecuting Trump. And any jury instructions that they agree on is going to pretty much blow up Smith's case. That's why he's threatening her.
Yeah.
And so
fighting for his case, but then Trump is fighting for his. I mean, he's talking about, well, actually, let's get it straight though here, because I don't think, and we've said it on the show many times too, Trump doesn't say certain things. He might repost certain things, but it doesn't, it's not coming out of his mouth that he said it. You know, he might have shared something that Laura Loomer posted, but he didn't say it. But people are saying, well, President Trump broke the gag order, and it said, well, did he really? Did President Trump get on and when the gag order was increased, did he say it, or did he share something that somebody else shared? There's a difference if you want to go legal. Legally, there is a difference. But, you know, I'm like, when I saw the thing about Jack Smith, I'm like, yeah. Well, no. When I saw Trump, when I saw his response, I was like, yeah, you're going to get a whole lot of mileage with that one there, Chief. Because everybody's going to throw it back to the stuff that you do. I mean, you know, but that's the way the legal system is. Now, can Trump get away with it? Maybe. He has FU money, like we said. Can Jack Smith get away with it? Yeah.
He's on thin ice, too. I mean, he's not even really authorized to be in the position.
Yeah, he can get away with it because he has the establishment behind him. So, I mean, Yeah, Janice, thank you. A lot of talking, not saying a damn thing. It's the hypocrisy of the networks for stuff that they don't do. It's a hypocrisy of people on social media. And, I mean, I don't know. Today, I'm like, woo, Friday is here. You know what I'm saying? Friday is here. And I'm the ballet that you just saw, I think, if y'all want to see it, and it's in your area, I can get y'all some tickets for it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I can get you some tickets. You know, I'm looking at stuff that's happening in Baltimore. I'm looking at stuff that's happening in Pittsburgh. Pennsylvania. I'm looking at stuff that's happening in Minnesota. I'm like,
it's wild.
Just give me a cabin where up there, like maybe if it's not the next lot over from Hutch, maybe it's a lot in the neighborhood where, you know, where we can share the weekends and cook out and crap. You know what I'm saying?
Hutch is the wind beneath my wings. I was I was working with a metals company, and I'm like, okay, I need to buy a bunch of silver coins so that I have stuff to trade for.
Okay, I got one for you. Thank you, Jason.
Silver's
thank you.
$30 an ounce right now. You know, give me some coins.
Let's see, where is it at? Where is it? Don't please tell me I got it. God darn it! Guess what happened on Easter?
What?
$30 million heist.
I saw that. Cash too, cash, right?
Gold money, cash, and it's like,
you know, it was some Venezuelans or something.
But you know what, Hutch? I was like, dude, that's an inside job, man. That's an inside job. There's no other way that can't be an inside job because the alarms weren't even tripped. It was an unmanned place where the money was, and no alarms were tripped. Come on.
You know, how silly are these guys going to feel, though, when they realize they stole a bunch of cash and cash ain't going to be worth nothing soon?
And that might be the why they did it. It might be a setup.
Yeah.
Well, we can't have cash. This can happen.
Right.
And as we've seen in movies, sooner or later, somebody's not going to get the exact cut that they were supposed to. And then somebody's going to spend it on some extra stuff that they were told not to spend it on.
Take that coke back. Take it back.
Oh, man.
Breaking news at 11. Millions and millions of dollars in cash missing. The LAPD and FBI now investigating a huge SoCal heist that happened over the Easter weekend. Eyewitness News has learned those missing millions were taken from a cash vault and armored car facility in Sylmar. Air 7 HD even spotting what appears to be a large boarded up hole on the side of that vault building. Eyewitness News reporter Michelle Fisher live in Sylmar tonight with new details on what's believed to be one of the biggest thefts in LA history. Michelle.
Mark, it's like something that you'd see in a Hollywood movie, but that multi-million dollar mystery playing out at a facility here in Sylmar, the sophisticated heist leading authorities to believe a crew of some kind is behind this brazen break-in. The Garter World facility in Sylmar tonight at the center of a joint FBI and LAPD investigation, days after thieves broke in and stole tens of millions of dollars on Easter. Officials briefed on the investigation telling ABC News the thieves got in undetected without setting off alarms through the roof. This Air 7 video showing the building's roof hatch and also a boarded up hole and pile of debris on the side of the facility. It's unclear if that damage is related to Sunday's theft and just how much money was taken from Garter World. But the heist comes almost 2 years after an estimated $100 million in jewelry was stolen from a Brinks transport semi parked at a truck stop on Interstate 5 near Fraser Park.
But the seal is broken, and that's clearly fresh cut, and there's clearly fresh work dust right there. There's fresh work dust.
And to this day, that case from 2022 remains unsolved. As for this heist here, authorities telling ABC News that right now there are no suspects. A lot of unanswered.
It's the same crew.
The hole in the wall gang.
when I saw the thing boarded, I was like, man, that's like a freaking movie. Oh my gosh. Oh man. Oh, there we go. That beautiful, beautiful story. Beautiful story.
I think we need more of that today. Go back into the fast food. That was a great breakdown. We can just do the ridiculous news.
You know? Yeah. Hey, why not? Why not?
All you got to do now is kill everybody involved.
Right?
Yeah. 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 Which, yeah.
That's the next step.
That
somehow they'll blame it on MAGA.
Yeah.
The white supremacists.
Pay attention, Zelensky.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. I was getting ready to say, I was wondering why this wasn't downloading. Did y'all we talk about Karl Rove ever so often? Did you see what he
what a loser.
I love that. I hope are you playing the video?
I'm getting ready to play.
Giddy up, this is how we know we're winning.
Exactly. Yeah. There it is. Okay, here we go.
If they were smart, they'd take the January 6th and go hard at it. And they would say, he wants to pardon these people who attacked our Capitol. I worked in that building as a young man. To me, the Congress of the United States is one of the great examples of the strength of our democracy and a jewel of the Constitution. And what those people did when they violently attacked the Capitol in order to stop a constitutionally mandated meeting of the Congress to accept the results of the Electoral College is a stain on our history. And every one of those sons of who did that, we ought to find them, try them, and send them to jail. And one of the critical mistakes made in this campaign is that Donald Trump has now said, I'm going to pardon those people because they're hostages. No, they're not. They're thugs. There were people, some of them had automatic weapons at a hotel in Virginia hoping to be able to be called up. We had people saying, where's Nancy Pelosi?
First off,
this guy.
Real quick, the Benjamin Franklin thing is not working out for you. You need a little bit longer hair in the back.
Why does everybody call it a democracy?
You see him up there now they're lined up with Kinzinger on the end.
Right.
Kinzinger and Rove, what a great couple.
When those guys are speaking out against you, you're doing it right.
That's right. Because they're seeing their world disappear, is what they're seeing. Karl Rove is never going to get that money again like he used to.
Anytime he gets up there and says how great the Congress is. We all know how great the Congress is. We all know how great the Congress is. We're hardworking Americans that are getting their money stolen from those that are up there. I mean, that machine up there. So, I mean, anytime we hear somebody defend, then you know that's the enemy. You know that's the enemy. So, yeah, I don't know. It's like every time when I see him.
Those politicians have raped and plundered this nation and its citizens for decades.
Decades.
Anybody who is defending them is your enemy.
And the thing is, they used to all keep the secret. They used to all protect the monster. But there's some canaries in the coal mine out there right now. MTG says over the past 161 days, Speaker Johnson has allowed billions more tax dollars to Ukraine, a war that 70% of Americans oppose, funded full-term abortion clinics and trans agenda, put the southern invasion of America aside for other issues, funded the Green New Deal and climate agenda, and we saw the House declare Easter a trans day of visibility, which is the biggest insult slap in the face to Christians all over the country. How did Christian conservative Mike Johnson go from being a Christian conservative and voting that way, legislating that way, to the Speaker of the House that actually funds that agenda? I mean, what in the world happens? And you can't help but question, what do they have on him? Is he being blackmailed? That comes from a member of Congress. When have you ever heard them be that honest?
When they kicked her guy off. She didn't say this about John, about McCarthy.
Today she said
and all the stuff that McCarthy did that we want him out to, she ran to that side and also slammed us. So that's why when I see this game, I'm like, okay, who are you trying to get? Are you trying to get McCarthy back up there, or are you trying to get somebody that McCarthy has tentacles on? Are you trying to get them in there? I understand what you're trying to do, and I see what you're trying to do. But again, I go back to, you didn't do that when McCarthy was up there for all the time that he was up there, the whole time. And we kept saying, look at what he's doing. Look at what he's doing to us. Look at how he's selling us out. Who is it? Somebody called out, Sammy, of all people. You know Sammy. Because I wanted to find out where he's at, because I haven't seen little Sammy Davis Jr. for a long time. But before Speaker McCarthy became Speaker, before all that stuff happened, he was on InfoWars, and he said, they're going to try to run the Ukraine thing under McCarthy. They couldn't do it under, they're passing it off on McCarthy, and then you're going to see how McCarthy is and stuff like that. And there it is like that. But he tried to say how the uniparty was with McCarthy up there. And many people on our side kept saying, we see what McCarthy is doing. Get him out of there. Move him out of there. He shouldn't be there. It's like the only way you're going to change it is with the next election. You got to get more MAGA people up there. I mean, if that's the only stuff that's up there, that stuff's going to keep happening.
You know, it's remarkable about this foreign war stuff, because now they're talking about the military-industrial complex, and they're admitting it's real, and like it's not a bad thing. So
that was my whole point. The stuff's starting to become real.
Right. Yeah, like we showed that senator who was on a few weeks ago who's like, oh, yeah, well, you have to understand the money goes to these U.S. companies who make bullets that we send to Ukraine. And then I sent you guys that tweet the other day. It was a clip from Dave Rubin's show. Rubin and Shapiro were on there. And Ben Shapiro, in his little Ben Shapiro voice, goes, I need to clarify that, like, people think this is bad, this foreign aid, but no, that money all goes to American companies who build the bullets, and then they send them over, and then they use their troops to fight the war, and this is good. And I'm like, holy cow, we've gone from military-industrial complex doesn't exist, you're a conspiracy theorist, to it exists, and it's good, and you should support it. It's remarkable.
Yeah. You've got other senators calling for nuclear war.
Right.
Nagasaki and Hiroshima.
Yeah, can you believe that guy did that?
No, I can't. I mean, honestly, when I saw it, I ran to hope. I mean, I was like, there has to be a Democrat. There has to be a Democrat. And like I told you, I searched. I even went to his website. I was like, okay, this looks like Republican, but he didn't. But I mean, you know, he doesn't have Republican in his bio on Twitter.
I would rather have a Democrat than have somebody like him.
Yeah, yep. You're right about that. You're definitely right about that. Yeah, I mean, because honestly, it's easier to fight, to tell you the truth. It's easier to fight a Democrat than it is a Republican in sheep's clothing.
That's like I see these people all excited over Larry Hogan running for Senate in Maryland. I'm like, why are you so excited about that? You might as well just have a Democrat in there. Put Michael Steele in there.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, well, if Hogan wins and Trump wins and Hogan wins, Hogan is going to be the next Romney.
I got to tell you a story, man. You can't make this stuff up. Okay. I get this email every week from the Allegheny County Republican Party. My county's GOP. And every year in April, they have what's called a Lincoln dinner to raise funds. And they get somebody to come in, a speaker. Guess who these fools got as a speaker? Senator John Barrasso from Wyoming.
Oh,
it's like you people, man. Jeez.
But didn't Trump endorse Barrasso?
Probably.
I saw that. I mean, I was like,
he did, and he shouldn't have.
He's cutting his law. He's trying to cut his losses. I think he's trying to make sure he don't get people to shoot at him when he's in there. I don't know if it's going to work.
I think Trump's doing the math. He says, "Okay, I'm going to win." And I know there's a chance that Democrats take the House, but even if they don't, I'm getting impeached. Doesn't matter what I do, I'm getting impeached. So I need to make sure I got enough senators on my side so I don't get removed from office.
And he's got enough savvy that he can apply some leverage on these guys.
Right.
You know, somebody might want a job after the tour or whatever. Who knows?
Oh, yeah.
But I mean, what are the odds when Trump wins that he gets impeached? 100%, 99%.
It depends on the House.
Oh, he's going to get, it's going to get, it depends on the House. I mean, if it's a Republican House, no, but if it's a Democrat House, you can count that like a holiday. I mean, it's coming.
Well, I think even a Republican House, unless you get, you know, like if we go in with the majority we started with this year, I think you got enough, you know, wishy-washy Republicans that could sign off on it.
You think so?
I think they would get more pressure from home if we
went to do it or not to do it,
not to impeach him. Why would you do that? Go change your party.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
We're getting, because even though there's rhinos in there year after year, we're getting better. We're flooding them. We're getting rid of them. I mean, there's a lot less now than there was before 2018.
Yeah. But and then, there's a young crop too. Like it looks like that Alex Bershowitz, he's going to be running. He's a big Trump guy. Brandon Gill's running. He's a big Trump guy. We've had Mayor Staggs on. I mean, he's in the Senate, but he's a Trump guy. So, I mean, there's a movement starting. It's just, we got to get enough.
And it's younger than them. It's like high school and college kids. There's a lot of them are based.
Oh, they are based.
But let me ask you something. I mean, y'all have to think about this. The more that our side goes to the right, their side is going to get worse.
Well, it's our turn.
No, I mean,
they've been in charge of everything for forever. It's our turn now.
Well,
that's the nature of politics, the pendulum.
Well, and I think the next big political movement, once Trump is out of the picture, is a populist movement that separates itself from some of these ideological things. I think you're going to have a movement that says, okay, let's stop fighting about abortion or some of these divisive issues we're never going to agree on. And let's all understand that the government's screwing us over and we need to take that back. Because there's things like congressional stock trading or cutting off foreign aid or figuring out Social Security. That's going to be a bear. Like anybody who thinks we don't have to solve that problem, like you're.
And how about let's stop the psychological operation? Right. Everything that's happening in this entire country is from the intelligence community.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Everything, all of it. I mean, the stuff that we argue with each other about comes from them.
Yep.
You know, and you know what?
I put in a text. Well, I put on my Twitter post this morning a caricature of Pinocchio, and I was like, until we shake off the tie to the government dependency and the programming, none of us will really be free. And if you think that you aren't being tricked, then you're actually the main ones that are being hoodwinked, because we're constantly told who to like, who to trust, who to follow, who to donate to, who to promote, who to hate, who to be quiet about, who to defend, who to boycott, who to marry.
Yeah, maybe day one, Trump comes out and says, okay, everybody, here is the JFK file. It turns out he was killed by the government, and the intelligence community has been running the government ever since.
Exactly. He better have a window around him.
Right. He'll have that. Remember the Pope Mobile, how he had that dome so he didn't get shot?
Yeah.
I swear I'm going to be president. You know, puts his hand on the Bible. Then let's start with the JFK file.
I'll tell you one thing. If he does win, it's going to be a mandate.
Right.
It's not going to be just a Trump part two thing. It's going to be a mandate to tear this sucker down.
Yep.
Question. After 4 years, the United States probably never having a white guy in office for a while after that. I can see it. Meaning there's going to be a push for a whole lot of minorities, Latinos, maybe even Asian on a ticket. Asian American, whatever you want to call them. I can see that happening after Trump. Now, I'm not saying it's wrong. I mean, if they're qualified and patriot and conservative, then yeah, go ahead and vote them in. But I can see the move toward that because I'm starting to see it in the states. I'm starting to see it in the leadership of the states, and you can't bring all these people over here and not expect them to be in some form of Congress or some form of White House high level seat. You can't, or at least I can't. I mean, and right now, well, you know, I'm thinking common sense wise. I ain't even doing that hope and wish. I'm like, sooner or later.
I hope not.
Sooner or later, it's going to happen.
If it's because of race, I hope it doesn't happen. if it turns out that way, then fine. But
I think it's going to turn out that way because the country is changing. And the only reason why it's changing is because
they're polluting it is why.
Well,
the only reason why it's changing is because the people that are at the top that are in office right now are giving it the go ahead because they won't be around when the final results take place. They won't be, you know, we were talking about money and businesses and stuff where these people get those golden parachutes and they never have to be in that company again. These politicians are the same thing. They get the lobbyists and stuff and everything, and they go on their yachts and their clubs and stuff, and they don't have to worry about Congress again. And Congress has gotten worse. Because the people in there are allowing so much. And you already got Ilhan Omar in there. You already got Rashida Tlaib in there. And she still hasn't been censured for the hate thing that she said against Benjamin Netanyahu. He deliberately did it. No, I didn't. He said, no, I didn't. Okay, well, if that's the case, if you really want to do that, sweetie, Sugar Britches, if you really want to do that, then you have to say that Biden intentionally blew up that family in Afghanistan after what happened to the Marines. He came out there did he apologize for that? I don't know if he apologized for it. I know we didn't get our vengeance for the 15 or the 13, the 15 Marines that died in Afghanistan during that bombing. So that's the hypocrisy that I started off talking about. If you want to say that about Netanyahu, then you got to say that about your president. He blew that family up and the kids and came out and said, oh, we got him. We got the terrorists. They got the Marines. No, you didn't. You got a family. You got a family. And you still have, and like I said, you still haven't gotten revenge for those Marines. You know, I don't know. I just see that. See it happening unless common sense and logic prevail and say, listen, this is the best person for the country. Period. You know, somewhere in waits, somewhere lying in wait, could be sitting in wait, could be a little kid right now. But somewhere, somehow, some way, there's somebody that's smart enough, charismatic enough, common sense enough and logic enough to be the president of the United States. It's going to happen sooner or later. I hope.
I was going to say,
wish.
Give me a descendant of the Cubans that moved here. You know, the people that grew up in communist Cuba who fled to America. And they've got a kid now who's 20, 30 years. Like, that's who I want.
Castro Rose?
Well, no, I mean, they didn't understand. And at some point,
their mama did.
Right. At some point, though, we're going to realize that your nation either acts in its own best interests of that and its people, or it gets destroyed. And right now, we're acting in the interest of other countries. Of other citizens other than American citizens, and we're just spending ourselves into oblivion, and we're going to reach a point where that crashes. And is it next week, next month, next year, 5 years from now? It's hard to say, but I think the poor fiscal policy, the poor foreign policy, any one of those will force us through a radical transformation. You know, I mean, you get Iran dropping bombs on Israel, like, buckle up, you know, that's going to dramatically change the world.
You know, having a Christian, a military style Christian with common sense is the best candidate. It's the best candidate to be president of the United States. I mean, get it back to Get it back to that. Do you believe that? Do you believe in U.S. military? I sure do. I've served 25 years. Okay, great. You believe in Jesus Christ? I sure do. He's my Lord and Savior. Great. Do you believe in America First? I sure do. I believe that we should look at President of the United States. Give me $1 billion. I want to back this guy right here. Oh, wait, whoa. Do you believe in a budget? And
Omnibus. I.
Do you believe in cutting spending? I sure do. As a matter of fact, we don't spend beyond our means. Sign him up. Get him out there. That's what we need. Because people that's up there right now is playing. Man, I wish that federal court in D.C. Oh, man. I would be on the spot. It'd be the Wayne Dupree show on the spot. Y'all would be talking to me. I'd be interviewing people in front of the federal court. Yeah. Now we have Adam Schiff is going in. Adam, you got a question. You got, where you're talking substantial evidence now. Oh, man.
The country's dying for it.
Yes, they are. Put it on pay-per-view. Make some money off of it.
I read articles and I bow my head and say, please, Lord, let this happen.
Yes. All the crime that is happening in Washington, D.C. today, and nobody's going to jail. I know, we talk about it, but I ain't talking about the stuff that we see. I'm talking about the stuff we don't see. Remember when they were bouncing all those checks and everything and stuff, and you know, all those checks. And we found out
the barber's making $90,000 a year.
Yes.
Salary.
But then when we found out about it, we were like, wait, what? They were what?
They were bouncing checks on purpose.
Bouncing checks? Oh, my God.
Well, and then you got all the crime in these big cities and every leader in the Democrat Party. Crime is down. Things are safe. I don't know what you guys are talking. And people are like, man, my neighbor's car got broke into. What the hell are you talking about?
Listen to this PSYOP. I read something this morning that I actually learned something. You see the left's war on white people, specifically on white people. You look at what we did in America, white people in America, what we did for the entire world. If you look across the entire world, the default position is to hate your neighbor, is to hate somebody that's a different race from you or a different religion from you, and just love whatever you are. If you're Irish or you're Italian, whatever. That was the default until America. Once America came, white people are the first race that didn't care about their own race.
Yep.
They're the first race that came out and said, no, I'm American. I'm red, white, and blue. I bleed red, white, and blue. I'm not white. And anybody else who bleeds red, white, and blue can come be with me, and we'll all be Americans. That's what they're fighting against when they're fighting against white people. Because we changed it all in America.
Well, yeah, even in Europe, they used to delineate between the Italians, yep, the Scottish, the English. You know, they were all very tribal.
Go check out the Balkan War, the war in the Balkans.
Right.
And you'll see what ethnic war looks like.
Right.
And white against white.
Yeah, they were all white people.
They're sticking fire extinguishers down other people's throats and pulling the trigger. I mean, it was hatred.
So white people were fighting white people.
Yeah.
And then black people were fighting black people in Africa.
Yep.
Asians were fighting Asians in Mongolia and Genghis Khan and stuff like that. So, I mean, yeah, okay. All right.
But when we founded the United States with the melting pot, this is where we've lost it now. We don't have the melting pot anymore. Yeah, now we have African-American, Italian-American, Polish, all this ridiculous stuff when it should just be American.
Well, we're
the first country that did it.
Well, then you also have individuals. I mean, those things happen. I know why they happen, but you also have that was accepted by the U.S. government.
Yeah.
Okay. Because of certain.
It was prescribed by the U.S. government and the Constitution.
By certain people that were your, how do you call it? Grifters.
There's definitely grifters.
Certain people that came out to do that. And I mean, even, and it's gotten worse, but now what you're talking about is what happened with Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton and all them back then. But now what you have is a more updated version of Jesse Sharpton. Well, you might as well say Jesse Sharpton because both of them are the same one. Jesse Jackson, Al Sharpton. Now you have an updated version with the LGBT community and the trans community.
That's correct.
Using the template of what happened back then. But these people have more money. These people have more money and a whole lot more backing to get what they want done.
I'll tell you what, when you're talking about Sharpton and Jackson and things like that, think of the suffering that occurred since the civil rights movement. Think of what they ushered in. The hatred. It's crazy.
Hatred in portions of the country, because it didn't happen like that all across the country. I mean, I see what you're saying, but like what I was taught when I was growing up, we weren't taught hatred about the civil rights community.
I'm talking about now, not then. When I grew up, it wasn't like that.
Right, exactly.
It was beautiful when I was growing up. I mean, there was some racism against me.
Right. Well, that also goes to another thing that's being taught in this country, including about the civil rights movement, is hating yourself. There's a whole lot of people that hate themselves. And where's that coming from? Well, you hate the country. When you start hating the country, you start hating yourself.
That's right. And it's by design.
The patriotism and all that was removed, which we didn't have a problem with when we were growing up. Baseball, hot dog, apple pie, and Chevrolet. That's something that kept us all together. You take that out. You take all the prayer out. You take all the national anthem out. And what do you have? You have a lost country.
You have the CCP.
Well, basically, yes. Yeah.
And what's fascinating is if you look historically at all these nations around the world, nobody's done what we've tried to do, which is say any race, any religion, any ethnicity, come here. You can still have your little subset, but we want you to adhere to these values. These overall, you're an American. We believe in freedom and liberty and personal responsibility and all those things. That's why they're tearing that down. And they're doing it by balkanizing people. But there's no other country in the world that has as much diversity as we have. And while it's not perfect, I would argue minorities have never had it better in any nation in the history of mankind. I mean, go be a minority back in Greece or back in the Roman Empire or over in Europe, right? Yeah. India. Yeah. I mean,
I might have to jump on that. I mean, I'm gonna have to disagree with that one, because in many of these places you had kings and queens. Their own, like you said, about isolationist type of thing. Whatever happens in your country happens in your country is because that's what you vote in, or that's what happens in your country. That's how it is. What made my heart hurt just a while ago that you were talking about what this country was founded on is that you have people at the top that hate that very plant, the mission.
Right.
And
it's called the Democrat Party.
It's got a uniparty because they have
the whole government.
You see exactly everything you were talking about. And now every time when it's on TV or every time when it shows that it doesn't, well, it's being shown that it doesn't work. Basically, everything that you were just talking about, how this country, melting pot, bring everything over here together under the United States of America flag, is supposed to be great. And what do they see? They see all the bad stuff that's happening over here right now. And they're like, see, we knew it wasn't going to work. We knew it wasn't going to work. We knew that there would be now, CCP is at the roots of a lot of stuff. But the CCP knew that the country was weak enough to even try. All we had to do was, we're going to bribe them. We got them on tape. And then, what was the other one? bribe money and
sex.
Bribe, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I forget.
It was another one. But we got all of them. We bring the country down. And that's what is shown on CNN and MSNBC and Fox News. All the anger, all the racism, all that stuff. Boom. There it is. And it's like, what can we do? We're trying to fix it. The American people's trying to fix it. You know?
What's the most important thing to the leftists, to the government, to the people in charge, the people ruling? The most important thing to them is that we never get along with each other.
Right.
Once you see that, you can see the root of a lot of this stuff. And I'm not just talking about race. There's way more than race.
Well, I got to say go watch a dystopian future. I mean, go watch the Hunger Games. That's what they want. They want an elite ruling class in the central city that survives off the toils of the poor people in the country. And the only way they make it work is to make the poor people in the country hate each of the other sectors.
And emasculate them. You make it to where a farmer, a person can't raise six chickens. Or my state, I got a big four-wheel drive pickup truck and my registration costs $200 and a car costs $30.
Yep.
It's all to try to make us where we can't survive. Take the guns away. Take the diesel engines away. Go ahead.
Yeah, they want to. I mean, we're going through really terrifying times if you zoom out, where they're trying to centralize our power in an elite ruling class.
Yep.
And Donald Trump is the first person from outside of that special group that tried to actually go in there and do something for Americans. And look at what they did to him. Like, they've emptied the clip. So
yeah. And they haven't gotten anywhere yet.
Right.
He was supposed to be gone by now.
Yep.
He was supposed to be a memory by now. I mean, Donald Trump and MAGA. You heard Karl Rove. He's frustrated as hell.
Yeah. He's like, why are
they still there? They have podcasts.
Yeah. Right. Why don't you poor people go listen to us and quit fighting back?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I mean, you know what you're talking about, these central cities. That was the entire purpose of the EV.
Right.
Was to make us to where we couldn't drive anymore.
Yeah.
And it damn near worked. I mean, that's what it's so you can't drive.
You know, I got to talk about the EVs for a sec, too, because it's starting to collapse. And it's so funny because it's a typical liberal thing. Where it's like they have this great idea, like, let's switch to EVs. And then they ignore, like, as Republicans or as conservatives, we tend to be the, how is this going to work, people? You know, like functionally, how does this work? And you look at EVs and it's like, okay, we got to get the parts from China. Nobody can work on them. They weigh three times what a regular vehicle does. We have no way to charge it. We have no way to get the electrical to where it's going to charge. People can't afford them. Like, we see all these logistical things, and it's like Democrats are like, oh, no, let's save the environment. It's like, you guys, you can't execute anything. Like, why are you even trying it?
Yeah.
To enslave us.
Right.
And watching the thing with that's happening with Elon Musk and stuff, I'm like, well, I think he's already sort of moved on.
He needs to stick with the rockets.
Rockets and AI. I think that, which is kind of still weird because he's trying to do that brain thing and the chip in the brain thing. And I'm like,
please stop that.
Right.
Have you checked out his space? What's it called? The internet links.
Starlink.
Starlink. Boy, he's saturating the atmosphere.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
You can have internet in Botswana, man. It doesn't matter where.
Yeah.
I'm serious.
I tell you what, the wife and I, we had looked at the RV just with Starlink on it. You could be in the mountains wherever you want.
That was one of my choices when I was putting my internet in.
Right. And it's just like you're at home, you know.
Did you think about trying?
Yeah.
Have you tried it?
No, I found a different one. Mine's believe it or not, my internet up at my camp came from COVID funds because it's so rural out there and kids couldn't go to school, but there wasn't any internet. So they got grants And this company built this thing where it goes from my house into an antenna. And then it's a radio, terrestrial radio link to a tower a mile away. And then it goes into the internet. It works pretty good. Unless it rains.
I wonder, do y'all have it, Jason?
We just have regular internet because we're not doing much traveling yet. But Mike, one of our partners on the Tribune, he does all the outdoor hikey stuff. He's going to be getting Starlink this year so that, like, he'll literally be sitting up in a trail in a remote camp with a little generator doing his internet work. It'll be kind of fun.
Okay.
Tell him to get an inverter.
Oh, yeah.
It's a little easier on the electronics.
Yeah, you don't... Well, you get a lot of surges on those remote power things.
That's why you need an inverter instead of a generator.
Right.
So you don't get that AC.
Didn't both of y'all say that y'all have a generator?
I got three of them.
Really?
That's three. That's impressive.
I got a 5KW, 5,000 watt for running my whole house. And I got two little ones that I can take places.
A 5,000 watt. And... question, because I don't have it. I don't have it. I've been looking at some solar ones and different things like that too. But with your generator,
what kind of heat do you have?
It's gas.
Okay. What kind of stoves you got?
Gas.
So you're good. The only thing that do you have central air?
Yes.
You have to central air. You'd have to get a really big generator for central air. But you can power window ones, but I can't run my central air with my generator. I'd need a much more amperage.
Right now, is yours hooked up?
No, I have it where I can just plug it into the wall. I mean, I keep the generator inside. It's on wheels.
So the generator stays inside.
Not when it's running, but it stays inside when it's not running. If I need to use it, I wheel it outside.
Okay.
And there's a grounding rod that I put a wire in, and then there's a plug that I plug into the generator and plug into the house, and I have a control panel with six different circuits, so I could choose which circuits in the house to light up.
On the generator?
From the generator, yeah. It's wired into my circuit breaker box.
Okay, but that's my question, is because if the circuit box is down here,
yeah,
down in the basement.
Right.
How do you get it wired outside?
You got to drill through the wall.
Yeah, you just get a guy.
And yeah, you get it, and they got a kit, okay. And it'll put a socket outside that you can plug your generator into, okay. And then it'll be wired over to your circuit box. Somebody has to do double wiring on every circuit that you want, and then there's six switches, and you can see how much power you're using because you can only use 5,000 watts. You know, and then you got to do a little bit of math.
Yeah, you got to figure out, like, can I run the refrigerator and the TV? And
most stuff you can run at all.
Right.
It's just those high drain things. Like, air. I think my air conditioner is 45 amps, something like that, or 240s. And so I can't run that. And you'd be hard-pressed to do a electric stove, but you could probably do one burner, you know, or maybe the
other. Yeah, yeah. I mean, I really – it's crazy. How many burners do you have?
Five.
How many burners do you really use?
Two.
Yeah.
Like four. I have a griddle in the middle too. So that was the fifth one.
How do you like the center griddle?
I love it.
Do you?
But the Chinese ones aren't really cast iron. I have a real old one that I got with a gas grill that happens to fit in the hole where the fake griddle is.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's nice.
I tried using that griddle on mine, and it was just a waste. I'm like, I was excited. Then it was a flop.
I'm thinking about changing mine out, though. I really don't like mine. And it came with the house, but I really don't like it. I want one of those that has the griddle in the middle. You know,
I want one of those flat tops.
Yeah.
One of the big ones, man. I don't have enough people to cook for, but I'd love to cook breakfast on that bad boy.
Have y'all started grilling yet?
Yeah.
You really? Yeah. I had
a hot dog last night.
There's no winter in Minnesota this year.
Huh?
I said there was no winter in Minnesota this year. The weather's still beautiful.
Yeah. Look, we walked outside. We walked We walked outside the house this morning. Today is trash day, so my son walked outside. He got the trash can. He came back in and was like, "You know, it looks like heaven out there this morning." I was like, "What?" So I came downstairs and went outside. It was warm. But you know that dude, the dude that was on the ground? When the sun was hitting it, it looked like smoke was going up into it. And all you heard, it was quiet as a church mouse. All you heard was the birds in the trees and stuff. And the sun was beaming bright. I was like, God darn, it does look, wow. And I was like, when is that eclipse again? I was like, yeah, that eclipse is coming, right? It's right around the corner. Four more days, I think. Yeah. Okay. It's supposed to be getting dark, yo. That's full. That's full one, right? That's a full eclipse.
The world is coming to an end.
Yeah, it's a whole
lot. Computers are going to blow up. And
yeah, I got to say Monday. Like, everything's coming out Monday.
What's coming out Monday?
Well, Monday, it's the solar eclipse.
Oh, Monday. Okay.
CERN, and then they're, and then the U.S. is going to study the eclipse by firing missiles up into space. And the missiles, I'll have the fact wrong, so somebody fact check me, but the missiles are named after, like, the Egyptian god of destruction or something ridiculous. I'm like, man.
We need a course correction. We need a course correction.
Yeah. I start seeing this stuff and I'm like, I need to not look at this at all because I'm gonna have that tinfoil hat on and I'm gonna be like, you can't make this up.
I remember
who fires up CERN on the solar eclipse. CERN, for God's sakes.
I remember years ago when YouTube was just out there. I remember this guy. He looked like he was in Hutch's cabin. He was out there in a cabin. He was smoking a cigarette. He had on his sunglasses. He had on this one light. It looked like he was out there by himself. He was like, government is getting ready to fire a missile at the moon.
Too much money.
You can't make this stuff up. He was like, he's smoking all cool and everything. He's like, you go shoot a missile at the very object that regulates the waters on Earth.
Right.
Just to see what happens.
Just to see what happens. This can't be good.
Well, and then for this stupid eclipse, like 200,000 people are heading to freaking Ohio.
Speaking of Ohio, there's six tanker cars of food, Gene. Let's light it on fire and see what happens.
Right.
Oh my God.
Yeah, people worrying about them.
We're owed an ass whooping, man. We are owed an ass whooping in this
country. And people act like MAGA folks are stupid. It's like, I know what the government does. It's like, okay.
It's like, you can't go back to the moon, but you can fire a missile at the moon. That, I mean, that's.
I mean, I'm watching on TV and you got freaking, what's that woman's name that I can't stand her? I talked about her yesterday. The one on MSNBC. Oh, geez, I always forget her name.
There's a bunch of them.
McDonald.
The one that worked for the Bushes.
Yeah.
Long hair.
Yeah. Her.
I can picture her.
Used to be pretty.
Yeah. With the wrinkles.
Yeah. Used to be pretty. She's catching hell now. Anyway, it's her and
Nicole Wallace.
It's her. I'm watching TV, and it's her and Michael Steele trying to outdo each other on which one's worse on Trump.
Right.
It's like, you two are Republicans.
Yeah.
It's about time we figured this out. You know, I saw something on McDaniel, too. I forget what state it was. One of the states said that she refused to help them get electoral votes for Trump, saying it wasn't important. I don't have all the details, but she's a real work of art, she is.
I'm not going to say I feel sorry for her.
I don't either.
But I got a question for you. She, I mean, unless Fox News hires her, she's done.
Good. She got money. Her family has money. Romney's okay. been stealing it for years.
Yeah, she's not.
She probably has my Social Security money, probably.
Yeah. Hey, my nephew, Mr. Corey Frazier. Mr. Corey Frazier, going to be interviewing him sometime soon. Young man, you know how I've taken on, like I have two white brothers here. I also have some nephews and nieces and stuff out there that call me uncle. So, you know, I call them nephews and nieces. So, I mean, that's something that you run into if you've been doing this long enough. They respect you to that point where, you know.
I wonder whatever happened to Little Drudge.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that little kid. I mean, look, well, every time we went to CPAC, he always ran us down. Always ran us down. The cutest little smile. And he, Jason, he had on like that old time
Matt Drudge hat.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And when he first started, he had to be about six.
Yeah, he was young.
Yeah, he had to be about six. But he was getting interviews with so many people. I remember one video. This is like in 2016 when Trump was driving up to the CPAC thing. He just happened to be out in the grass. His father was doing something important, and he was like, "This President Trump, this president." You see the motorcade going behind him. It was a great little back shot of him, you know, pointing out President Trump is going to be speaking at the CPAC. I was like, oh, wow, look at
him. His dad brought him. It was pretty cool. He came several years.
Yep.
Little Joe. And I think a lot of people, and you guys have done politics forever, but they just get into it. And then once you see it, you can't unsee it. And then once you realize you're really limited in what you can do to change things other than wake people up. And it's like, you're not going to get any help from any of the platforms waking people up. It's just, you just got to grind, you know, and get 10 at a time or 100 at a time or whatnot.
I'll tell you something that's hard too, is when you see these people young like that.
Yeah.
Like CJ Pearson is an adult now.
Right.
And he's running for Congress, and it's hard for me to look at him other than him being a 12-year-old.
Right. You
know, it's unfortunate.
Yeah. He lost too, but he lost his special election. But you know, Sammy has something to do with him too. Yeah. And that, you know what?
Kanye for president.
CJ to me was like Mike Tyson to me. I'm not saying when CJ was coming up, you know, he mimicked Ted Cruz almost to a T. Imagine a little kid speaking in the way that Ted Cruz spoke. And was very eloquent in the way that he did it. And the conservative movement has always been the ones to pick up on kids real quick. I got to tell the truth about it. They pick up on kids real quick. And then the next thing you know, when the kid hits a certain age, he starts smelling, or she starts smelling. Well, he starts smelling his pee. yeah, I almost said it around a woman. Then they realize, okay, well, maybe I wasn't a conservative. I want to live out my life a little bit and stuff. And so now the young little spokesperson is now out there in liberal parties and stuff. And being interviewed saying, yeah, they made me do this when I was a kid. You know, there was a kid that did that about CPAC. Yeah, they put me on stage and they made me do all this stuff. This isn't what I'm really all about. But CPAC. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well, at least when Republicans do it to their kids, they don't cut off their genitalia.
No, but mentally, though, that, you know, that messes with you. That, oh, about the Mike Tyson thing. I think it screwed up CJ a little bit with Sammy and all them early. I think, and I don't know how many times that I've said this about America. America, I mean, if something doesn't happen, if so many people think that something's going to happen and it doesn't happen, and Americans have a vote, it's because Americans are trying to right the ship. they see something is wrong, and they say, oh, no, we can't have it. Like Al Gore. Al Gore's father was a member of the Dixiecrat, the racist Dixiecrat. He tried to run for president a couple of times. Couldn't. Country said no. Bill Clinton brought him on as vice president. Okay, all right, bet. We'll vote you in for that one. But just as soon as Gore tried to be president after Clinton, they said no. Ain't gonna happen. You know, same thing with Hillary. Hillary got in White House. Okay, you know, fine. Be wife. But her racist past, when she tried to make it, nope. Mm-mm. You ain't gonna be president of the United States. Can't happen. Now, Joe Biden had a little help from the devil because that started off early. America said, nope, can't have it. Can't have a plagiarist. Can't, you know. And somehow the Prince of Darkness brought on Biden as his VP candidate. And then they had to use the powers of darkness to get out Donald Trump to put Biden in there. And now the world, Americans are seeing like, nope, you ain't going to be president again. Not in this country, at least. You might get a transfer over to Ukraine, but we're not going to, like, ain't going to happen. So, I kind of think about stuff like that when I'm not, you know.
It's funny you bring up Al Gore because I always thought he was a decent enough guy.
I did at first.
And then he got on this climate thing. Yeah. And he's like, it's been like 30, 40 years. And, yeah. And he's like, oh, the polar bears are dying and the world's going to end in 12 years.
Yeah,
and right, he's still out there doing it.
Yeah.
And you can't draw a conclusion other than he's just doing it for the money. Like that's.
Well, he founded the Chicago Climate Exchange.
Right. But I mean, it's so ridiculous. Like how morally corrupt do you have to be as a person to get everybody on the planet terrified of hurricanes and typhoons and all this stuff? And you wonder, did he really see a file or something that really showed anything? Because climate deaths are at an all-time low in the history of mankind.
What's a climate death?
They categorize deaths from people from like floods or typhoons or that kind of thing. They consider
natural disaster deaths.
Yeah, like a natural disaster death. And then the thought is extenuating climate makes natural disasters more whatever.
My boat sailed on Al Gore when Tipper divorced him. This is about 20, 30 years ago. Tipper divorced him and he ended up getting caught trying to assault his maid. That really happened and nothing ever happened to the guy.
SNL did Al Gore really good. I don't know if y'all remember this, but Al Gore, I forgot.
The debate.
This dude did a great Clinton too, but during the debate, during the real debate, Al Gore kept talking about the Social Security lockbox a lot. So SNL took that and went to town on
it. It's different. Rather than squander the surplus on a risky tax cut for the wealthy, I would put it in what I call a lockbox. The lockbox would be used only for Social Security and Medicare. The lockbox would be kept by the president. The lockbox would also be camouflaged. It would be the lockbox. You may think you know the location of the lockbox, or a dummy lockbox, away in a tiny lockbox. Lockbox.
I'll tell you the worst part about it. I freaking remember that.
I know, right?
I watched it live. Damn, I'm old.
Yeah.
Here's what's really funny, though. Al Gore was right about the lockbox.
It was already gone by that time.
It was already gone. But I mean, even if back then we would have started to actually set money aside for Social Security recipients so that like X amount gets put aside for the future, like you can't even talk about it nowadays. But
No, they, we all knew that he that there wasn't, I you know, we all knew that. Yeah. We all knew that that crap wasn't.
We welcome the two candidates, Governor Bush and Vice President Gore.
Jim, if I could just
quick
respond.
You need to move on. Yes, sir.
I know that.
Well, let me just say that obviously tonight we're going to hear some phony numbers.
If I could respond to that. Jim, under my plan, I will put Medicare in an ironclad lockbox.
Let me say something. Now, I understand. Excuse me.
Can I make one other point?
Yeah. Wait a minute, that's just totally false. Right. For him to stand up here and say that, let me make sure the seniors hear me loud and clear.
If I just briefly, Jim, I know.
In an environmentally friendly way.
Well, can I have the last word on this?
New question. Wow.
Okay,
new
go
question.
Ahead. If I could say
all
one
right,
other
we're
thing
way over the 3.5 minutes. Go ahead.
In a lockbox.
1 minute. Man's practicing fuzzy math again.
Can I have a rebuttal here?
Sure, but I just want to see if he buys that. Let me just tell you what the facts are.
Let me call your attention.
This man's been disparaging my plan with all this Washington fuzzy math.
Move on. 30,
wait a minute.
30 seconds, Governor. Right?
Okay. Yeah. First of all.
Can I comment on that?
I cannot let this go by.
If I can respond, Jim.
I can't let the man continue with fuzzy math.
Fuzzy math was something that was talked about too. Fuzzy math and lockbox.
That's all designed for stupid people, man. We fell for it. I watch that stuff and I'm like, damn.
I know. It's like, what?
I wasted my time on this guy.
What did we really go through back then? You know. Here's a
terrifying moments, all captured on camera. A teen entering her queen's apartment is ambushed by a masked man. Watch again. A man dressed in camo, jumping her from behind, forcefully grabbing the teen and dragging her away. The woman chasing after her is her mother, Adriana Alvarez.
I never heard her scream like that.
You weren't thinking about your safety at that point.
No. Wow. No, absolutely not. No. No, it's my baby. Can't take her.
Adriana followed as the man continued to drag her daughter away, the three kicking and fighting all the way down four flights of stairs. The harrowing ordeal unfolding this past January as her 18-year-old daughter Lex was coming back home after finishing a morning dog walk.
He managed to grab my hair through the door. I remember being thrown onto the heater.
The NYPD identified the suspect as 25-year-old George Vassilou, her daughter's former co-worker. He pled not guilty to a slew of charges related to the attack. Tonight, his attorney not commenting.
He's just pepper spraying me. He's punching me.
The brawl reaching John Velez's first floor apartment.
I heard her screaming. She ran to my apartment. I started chasing him. He ran across the street.
Enter neighbor Gus Bugas, who ran after him.
And I threw him on the floor. And once I got on top of him, he couldn't go nowhere.
Alvarez says she suffered a dislocated shoulder and eye injury. Her daughter amazingly sustaining minor knee scrapes. Price of a mom putting herself in harm's way, but coming up a hero.
Yeah, I just had angels by my side. I'm just so grateful and so thankful just to have her back.
George Solis, NBC News, New York.
Thanks co-worker. For watching. Stay updated about breaking.
Co-worker.
New York.
Must have followed her home. And you know what, too? That's something, ladies and gentlemen, that we were taught in the military within the first couple of weeks. About know your surroundings. Never, I try not to do the same thing every day because somebody's always watching. Somebody's always watching your movements. And actually, you remember that spy, that Alton, whatever, the spy guy, the FBI or CIA that was giving stuff. The FBI or the CIA, whoever took him now, they were watching him. They're watching. One morning, he was same routine. He backed out, drove a little bit farther away from his house. They surrounded him. They got him at the right particular time, and they surrounded him. You know, so know your surroundings wherever you are. I mean, and you know, I know people talk about the cities, but you got to watch in the suburbs too because the crime out there, I think, is starting to get worse. Because when you're out there in the fields and the in the backwoods and stuff. There's a whole lot of places to get lost out there. It's almost like Vegas. There's a whole lot of desert. A lot of people in the desert these days. There's a whole lot of people in those woods, man. There's a documentary on Louisiana, like 15, 16 girls got raped and kidnapped and killed, and just in a stretch along the wooded highway, you know, they just kept finding bodies, you know. It's like, wow. Something else that is going on, they're still talking about the Taiwan earthquake. I think we'll ask our NFC people about that next week, but it's hard for us not to think that the CCP didn't have something to do with that, and whether that was a preemptive like thing to see what would happen, you know, if it was a major. Expect another one. That's all I'm saying. Expect another one. I don't know when, but. I meant to put it up here. Hold on. I want to see y'all's faces. Oh, yeah. I don't want to forget this one.
Medical marijuana is already legal here in the state of Florida, but voters will have the chance to decide if places like this one right here, cannabis dispensaries, can sell marijuana to anyone 21 and up.
The Florida Supreme Court has given the go-ahead to put legalizing marijuana on the November ballot. If passed, anyone 21 and older can buy and use up to 3 ounces of it.
I don't think this is something that Florida wants to have. More drug use, more addiction.
It's exciting. It's big news. Over half of Americans live in a state with legal adult use. So I think the tide is turning.
We'll see this similar disagreement play out come election day. 60% of voters have to...
She looked like a happy user, didn't she?
She's probably a pro-abortion activist, too. I mean, has nothing to worry about.
Man, it's great. We get to sit around getting stoned and getting abortions.
Say yes.
Free love, baby.
If passed,
free
medical love. Marijuana and other state licensed centers can grow, process, and sell marijuana. No medical card required. Luke Neferatos has seen what can come from legalizing it. He's from Colorado.
I'm concerned about the impact on kids. I'm also concerned about the impact on our roads.
Potency of marijuana roads. Is the root of his concern.
Gummy bears, candies, concentrates, waxes, all targeting our kids with a potency now that's up to 99% potency of THC. That's the ingredient that gets you high. 99% versus 3% in the Woodstock days. So we're not talking about hippies anymore.
But Martha Rosenthal feels legalizing it could be safer.
If you don't have your medical card here in Florida and you want cannabis, you're getting it from a dealer.
She looked rough.
And you do not know what you're getting anytime you're getting an illegal drug from an illegal source. And we do
see we trust the government. Up.
To her, a big step towards safety starts with education.
There's a lot of misinformation. Some people believe there's no risk factors at all. There's no side effects. You can't get addicted to it. They're wrong. There's some people believe there's no safe use. It's terrible. It causes schizophrenia. They're wrong. So I would really support as part of this some education.
If the voters do end up approving this ballot initiative,
she smells like weed.
You know, one point she made that was something I learned. I had friends that smoked, and they've smoked their whole life marijuana, and we got together and they were talking about how great it is it's legal now, but they're like, the only problem is this stuff is super duper strong. And that was the first time I had really heard of that. And they're like, man, I've smoked for years. And the first time I got store-bought, it knocked me on my can. And I mean, these are guys who used to like know people that could get stuff from different places. And so I was looking into that and I'm like, holy cow, the THC content of this sounds like it's through the roof. So it's
not just THC either. Some of this stuff is laced with fentanyl.
Right.
That's just, that is true. And there was a documentary on Netflix it's on YouTube. These things are on YouTube. And they were talking to a young girl and she was like, I remember the first time that I tried it. Oh my God. Oh my God. It puts you to a place that you've never ever been before.
Sometimes you wish you weren't there.
Yeah. But then she came back a couple of days later and she was explaining that she's in a circle. She's in a circle trying to get back to that place. You know,
well, that's how it is with all the drugs.
Can't reach it. Right. Yeah.
Hell, that's the way it is with cheese steaks. My dad took me out to a cheese steak. I've been trying to hit that back for 40 years.
See, when I smoked pot back in the day, it's like, I want to eat a cheese steak and take a nap. Like, that's it.
I have no comment. Like,
this
on
is
that.
Great.
Look, what's crazy is if I cook something really good and everybody's like, oh my God, it's good. The next day, I'm like, I got to try it again. I got to make sure that I got it. But I think we're like that way with restaurants. If we go somewhere and, it's the best I've ever had. I got to go back. And then you go back. No, this ain't it. No.
So I go on this drive almost every day because I'm an old retired guy. But I got this red light. And off to the right, it's the Liberty Dispensary for cannabis. And it's the coolest thing in the world to sit there and watch these fools go in and out of that place. So, yeah, watch. He's going. He's going. Watch him. See him. He's going in there.
Well, I remember, I didn't live over by it, but right next door to this Italian food place and then right next door to a Subway place was this little porn place that was shoved in the back of the two buildings. But it was like a. It's like a little house.
The peep show place.
Like a slender house in the, you know, and you don't see any cars outside, but you know somebody's going inside. You know, it's like, man, that pink porn place is right there. Look at that.
Imagine going back to a hippie in like the 60s and saying, hey, guess what? In like however many years. There's going to be a marijuana store right there.
Yeah.
Legal.
Like,
yeah, right? Yeah, legal, yeah.
Yeah.
And it'll be 60-year-old people arguing for it.
Right. People will be saying what a great idea it is.
Yeah, well, be careful, because if you do go back there, Nate, and you say that, they're going to look at you. Did you hit on this yet?
Right.
You know, I told you I was had an operation the other day. And on Friday, and I'm laying on the bed on the surgery thing in the operating room, and my anesthesiologist is in my ear talking to me, and it never happened to me before, but he started listing the ingredients of what he was sticking in my arm. And he said, this is one of the last things I remember before I woke up, fentanyl 100.
Yeah.
And I was like, so it's a real drug. They use it all the time. I don't know what the unit of measure was, but the unit of issue was 100. I don't know if it was milligrams or what it was, but I was KTFO.
Oh, man. Okay. All right. Yeah.
Almost forgot about that.
Hutch is doing fentanyl now. The world's
doing it. Godfather is... Got druggy now. Yeah. Oh, wow.
We got designer masks. Damn. Oh, he's on the wrong side of that. Evil, evil.
It's all brick, too. It's no. Huh?
Yeah, it's leaning, too.
It's way leaning.
Some of it's brick and some of it's fake brick.
Yeah.
Going this up there is to rescue a coat.
This is footage of what is happening in Taiwan after the huge 7.5 earthquake. Building. That inside?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if I would go inside. Wow. The parking garage must have been underneath. That's what it is. That's what scares me about DC.
There's a whole lot of parking garages underneath those, underneath the building that go way into the ground. You're talking about like 6-7 stories underground. You have parking garages in D.C. And I'm like, probably New York the same way. Wow.
It's just wild.
Wow.
People are crazy being inside.
Yeah, very. So, yeah, that's what's happening in Taiwan. They're trying to salvage as much as they can, trying to save as many people as they can, too. You'd be hard-pressed to not believe from this show that CCP didn't have anything to do with it. But, you know, we'll wait. We'll wait on it. Probably be a couple of weeks before we get some legit information. We're getting ready to roll out of here. It's been an awesome week. Hope that we've done what we were supposed to do, and we hope that y'all are happy. And make sure that you are following us where you're watching us, and make sure that you're sharing wherever you're watching. Going to give last thoughts to Hutch Baylor Jr. and Jason Robinson, and we're going to get out of here.
All right. Well, hey, folks. Hutch, Wayne, great week of shows. I'm gonna leave you guys with three things. Thing one, if you haven't done it, take the time this weekend to get your taxes done, because the House is back in session next week, and they're going to be spending so gosh darn much money so fast. If you wait till closer to the 15th to do it, you're going to be so mad. Like right now, they haven't been able to spend money for a couple weeks. Like, take advantage. Get your taxes done. Second thing is, if you need an indication of where this is going to go with President Trump, the Office of Personnel Management, so this is the organization that runs all the federal employees, okay, they just announced new rules that make it really hard to fire federal employees. Just came out today. So they're bracing behind the scenes for President Trump to get in there. It's going to be really difficult to fire federal employees. And so if you're looking for a positive, the deep state, which is all the federal employees, not all of them, but that mechanism,
all of them,
they're getting worried. So that's huge. And then the third thing is, get out, touch grass this weekend, go to church, whatever you love to do, watch baseball, because the next few weeks are going to be wild, and we're going to be there with you.
I'll tell you the thing about the Office of Management and Budget and OPM. When those arguments are made, when these choices are being talked about, everybody in the federal government's a Democrat all of a sudden. I don't care if they're conservative. I don't care what they are. When you start threatening their money and they band together,
yep,
that doesn't mean there's an easy way to do it. You just quit funding it. It's pretty simple. But I got an up and a down. We've talked about not having the best and the brightest on board in our institutions and our agencies. After the terror attack, Russia sees U.S. role and claims it is at war with NATO. So hats off to Blinken and you guys in the State Department, Victoria Nuland, you got them to say that we're at war with them. Outstanding. On the upside, Scott Pressler is doing a hell of work in Pennsylvania, registering tens of thousands of new voters across all kinds of different counties. Good work, man, and I wish you well. I do. There's better people in this state than election results mirror. That's all I got this week.
Get the Amish voting.
Yeah.
100%.
He is.
Huh?
Gay Amish. Elon Musk just posted, well, actually, he probably posted a little bit earlier while we were doing the show, 2 hours ago. There's a system purge of bots and trolls that is underway on the platform. So if a legit account is removed, you can reply to him or at XENG. If legitimate accounts are suspended, X Corp will be tracing the people responsible and bringing the full force of the law to bear upon them. So if there's one thing, because yesterday Elon Musk came out and said that the activity for X had skyrocketed. And I reported, yeah, it's bot city, baby. Yeah, I mean, because of all the people that are responding to our posts, crypto. And what's crazy is when you block those crypto people, you have to really look to see who you're blocking, because some of these people are just regular people. Their accounts are being used for the cryptocurrency thing, you know, like, and they might not even know that their account just posted on somebody's timeline about crypto. If I take a look and I see MAGA in the profile, I'll look on there and then I'll respond. I'm like, did you post this? Because if you didn't post this, then I'll block you. But if you posted this, you know, no. If you didn't post it, I'm letting you know that your account was compromised. But yeah, it's a lot of porn bots and crypto bots on this platform. Okay. While I was doing a watch cut, I didn't even get to put Hutch's Hutch Core Radio Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And sorry about that. I was looking up news. Right. So we'll see y'all all on Monday. Don't do anything that we wouldn't do, because even though we love you, we ain't got the money for it.
Giddy up.
Love us though. Share. Please share. Easter happened last weekend, didn't it?
See.
What's this weekend? Nothing?
Take the weekend off.
Yeah. Go to the prayer.